Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Our reading today, titled Still Before God, was written by James Banks. The first photograph of a living person was taken by Louis Daguerre in 1838. The photo depicts a figure on an otherwise empty avenue in Paris in the middle of an afternoon, but there's an apparent mystery about it. The street and sidewalk should have been bustling with the traffic of carriages and pedestrians at that time of day, yet none can be seen. The man wasn't alone. People and horses were there on the busy Boulevard des Temples, the popular area where the photo was taken. They just didn't show up in the picture. The exposure time to process the photograph, known as daguerreotype, took 7 minutes to capture an image, which had to be motionless during that time. It appears that the man on the sidewalk was the sole person photographed because he was the only one standing still. He was having his boots shined. Sometimes stillness accomplishes what motion and effort can't. God tells his people in Psalm 46:10, "Be still and know that I am God." Even when nations are in uproar and the earth shakes, those who quietly trust in him will discover in him an ever-present help in trouble. The Hebrew verb rendered "be still" can also be translated "cease striving." When we rest in God, instead of relying on our own limited efforts, we discover him to be our unassailable refuge and strength. Join me now for a reading of Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at break of day. Nations are in uproar. Kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice, the earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see what the Lord has done, the desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. He says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, please help us to trust in you and to rest in the quiet awareness of your unfailing love. Thank you, Lord. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Wes Ward, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.